Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, today's our seventh in a series of 12 episodes dedicated to the 12 songs that appear on Ozzy's Guitar and Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later, two albums that came out 20 years apart. The first one, my first album in 2000, and just released about a couple of months ago, almost now, Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later, in which we reimagined all of those original songs. The song today is Place the Flowers, which is just a lovely song that is probably the most philosophical, meditational song on the album. I've got a lot of, you know, a lot of bluegrass and upbeat fun stuff and family stories and things like that. But Place the Flowers is a much much more reflection oriented sort of song. So we'll give a listen to Place the Flowers from Ozzy's Guitar in 2000 first, and talk a little bit about the lyrics and the writing of the song, and then we'll take a listen to the new version from 2020's Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later. So this is the 2000 version of Place the Flowers.
Before they go, but they must
that was Place the Flowers from 2000's Ozzy's Guitar, a gentle kind of minimal kind of song. Of course, the main instrument there was the nylon six string, actually Ozzy's guitar that I was using. And then my wife, who plays piano and keyboard, did a wonderful job with kind of some incidental piano here and there, and then the strings in the background, which are absolutely lovely. If you notice, and you might not notice this unless you are listening to it with headphones, those strings kind of annoyingly jump back and forth and jump around in the stereo spread. That was an idiosyncrasy of the particular keyboard that I was using, which was apparently I had not quite figured out how to work with that, which would annoy the heck out of me now. But I was just so happy about how great a job she did on the strings. I wasn't worried about the fact that they were kind of jumping back and forth in the stereo spread. Bothers me now, but you know what? That's the way it is. It is a song of its times. It is reflective of the songwriting of the time, which I feel real positive about, and reflective of my particular studio skills at the time, which still had some work that needed to be done. So anyway, a very simple song and a lovely song. But I talk about the music first here today. We'll talk a little more about the new version and kind of the changes that happened musically. But I want to talk now about the lyrics and about the ideas behind the song, because I think it is a song that has some enduring ideas, some ideas that when they were written in about 1998, I would say, were fresh and important to me, and they've only grown in importance with time, which is what you want. You know, you don't want to write something that was really important at the time when you wrote it, and then now it's kind of like, wow, what did I know? And sometimes that happens. But let's take a look at the lyrics and talk a little bit about the ideas. Before I jump right into that, I'll just say the inspiration for the song was my wife. We had just moved into a house fairly recently that we had actually built with the help of my wife's dad, who had built several houses of his own, and he and I did a lot of work one summer. Would have been, I think, the summer of 97. And so we were living in that. We had moved into the house. It was outside of town, here in the Spearfish area, and just a beautiful house. And it was in the woods, and we had a gravel road. We were kind of off by ourselves, and we had lots of wildflowers. I'm pretty sure this was in the spring. And my wife Cheryl had picked some wildflowers and was placing them in water, and just that feeling, the warmth of what she was doing, the warmth of our house, the warmth of our two children who were probably 5 and 9 thereabouts, our two daughters, the sounds of their voices, the playing, the play that they did. They had a whole section of a mountain and a little valley to play in, you know, and just, it was that kind of a feeling that made me want to stop and say, wow, I need to be in this moment and feel this and hold on to it and remember it, because this moment is important. And I think that's probably the idea behind the song. So we'll take a look at the lyrics. place the flowers in water. Throw some seed out for the birds. Stop to hear the children's laughter. Work a kind thought into words. We are only here a moment, but a moment is all you need. So I think the idea there is stop. Just stop. Do something here in this moment. Recognize this moment as possessing amazing things. The moment of placing flowers in water so that they will stay lovely. The moment of tossing out some seed for birds. The moment of stopping to listen to the children's laughter. The moment of having a kind thought and then deciding, you know what, in this moment with this other person, I'm going to speak that so that they can hear it. And so it is stopping in the moment, it's valuing the moment, it's recognizing, appreciating the beauty of the moment, but it's also doing something in that moment that sustains the beauty, watering, feeding, listening and appreciating, verbalizing. And so it's that combination maybe of being in the moment, valuing and appreciating the moment, and taking some small action in that moment that adds to or validates or lifts up the value and the beauty of that moment. I know all moments aren't just wonderful. I mean, I've been through plenty of moments that I was glad once they were over. But the moment is, you know, as the Buddhists would tell you, the moment is that's pretty much all we've got. The past is gone. And who knows what's going to come in the next moment? I mean, we can predict it, we can hope for it, we can plan for it, but we don't know we have anything outside of the current present moment. And so this is where the action is. This is where the focus is. This is where it needs to be, not to the exclusion of planning. Not to the exclusion of hopefulness, not to the exclusion, certainly, of reflectiveness about the past, but it is primary, the moment. And even if it's a difficult one, you know, giving focus to a difficult moment is to recognize that there's something to learn, there's something to be gained, there's something to be done in that difficult moment. And if I'm not in it, if I'm not present in that and mentally and with my focus, then whether it's a great moment or a horrific moment, I will squander my opportunity to do something about it. Now, all of that could create a lot of guilt, you know, for all the moments I've wasted, and I've wasted plenty in my life. But guilt is not the focus here. Because whatever I did or didn't do with those past moments is gone. It's this moment, and it's this one, and then again, it's this one, and that's where I've got to be. Moving on in the song. Watch the sun climb up the mountain. See the mist rise from the lake. Catch something flash beneath the surface. Know something hidden can awake. It can awake. We are only here a moment, but a moment's all you need. So in these you know, that in the first verse, it's about recognizing something in the moment and just valuing it or doing something about it. There's a sense of what is happening, of process, what watching the sun climb up the mountain, marking as the sun moves across the profile of the mountain, and you see the change in the time, the progression of the day, and you watch that sun as it climbs, and you can be in that moment of recognizing and appreciating and valuing that sun, but also recognizing where it has been and where it's going. The passage of time, mist rising from the lake, something that happens, you know, generally early in the morning, and then it clears off. Catching something flash beneath the surface. Recognizing, and the next line clarifies that, know something hidden can awake. It can awake. When you look at the surface of a lake and the mist has already risen, and you see that surface, you see the reflection, you know. But every once in a while, you'll see a flash. And it's not something in the reflection, it's something underneath the surface. Knowing that the surface of things is not the only part. Knowing that you can look at the surface of something, of anything, of your life, of another person, of a situation, of a problem. You can look at the surface of it and you can see all the details. And most of the time, that's where we work. We work on the surface of things, you know. We're grappling with the details that we see that are clear, that are, you know, documented. We look at the data on the surface. But it's important to know that there may be and almost always is something beyond the surface, something I'm not able to see, something that's hidden that can awake, something that I might not predict, something that I might not realize, some beauty that's there that I've missed because I've been focused on the surface, some, you know, danger that could be there that I've missed because I've been looking at things on the surface, knowing that there's this depth beyond what I am able to see and perceive right now. That's the important idea of that verse. Let me move on to the last verse. Go walking in the moonlight, ancient wisdom in her glow. Tiny sparks that leave the campfire burn so bright before they go, but they must go. We are only here a moment, but a moment's all you need. You can never reap the harvest till you pause to plant the seed. So in that last verse, there's a recognition of the timelessness of the moon, and by timeless I just mean it's not fleeting. It's always there. It's, you know, obviously it's not. It comes and goes with the passing of the days, but it's something that is steady and has always been there in human memory. Songs written about it, stories told about it, hopes imagined in its light, and you know, directions taken from it. You know, the moon is huge. It's this. It's like one of the two main light sources that we have on our planet: the sun and the moon. And then there are the sparks from the campfire that are just as beautiful in their own way as they, if you've ever watched a campfire and seen the sparks, especially if somebody adds a new log or something and sends a whole flurry of sparks up in the smoke, up toward the sky, toward the moon, toward the night sky, where you can see them. And they zip and they hover and they shimmer and then they're gone. And they're gone, gone. They burn out. They burn bright, but they burn out quickly, and they're gone. But they burn bright before they go. We're only here a moment, but a moment's all you need. Burn bright. Know that life in all of its forms is fleeting. Beyond the span of years that we're given, we don't know beyond the span of years that we do know. And I know there are, I don't want to get too too religious, but obviously we talk a lot, and a lot of people give a lot of focus to afterlife, to what happens next, where do we go, what happens, how do we go on and sustain and live for eternity and in good stuff and not bad stuff and all of that. And that's all fine, but sometimes we've allowed that to take our focus off of what we have to do here. If I squander my time and don't burn brightly, then whatever happens after life, I haven't done life right. I haven't been what I could be. I haven't done what I could have done with life. If my focus has been, well, I'll get another chance after I die, so I'll just play it safe. You know, if you want to look at it from a New Testament Christian perspective, look at the parable that Jesus told of the talents. The man who got a single talent, and talent was a sum of money, and he got it from his master, and he was afraid that he'd lose it. He'd spend it, he'd invest it and lose it. And so what he did is he hid it. He buried it. He wrapped it up in a cloth and buried it. And then when his master came back and said, "Hey, where's that money I gave you?" He said, "Oh, I buried it. It's just exactly what you gave me. Here it is back." And his master said, "No. You could have used that. You could have done something with it. You could have invested it. You could have invested it and made a lot more, and then given me back more than you could have. I gave it to you to do something with, not just to hide." And so the idea here, I think, is that we have what we have. We have this moment. We have now. We have the moment with the others who are with us, with the objects that are around us, with the planet that is above and below and around us, and we need to do something and be in the moment and do with the moment what there is to be done. Those last two lines, which kind of break the pattern of the song, with a kind of a closing pair: "You can never reap the harvest till you pause to plant the seed." If you're concerned about the harvest, your concerns are valid if you haven't even planted. So what I do with this moment, what I do with this, what I plant in this moment, what I, the action I take right here, right now, I can have confidence that in some way, the only impact I can have on the future, on some future harvest, is what I do right now, what I plant right here. And so we recognize the fleetingness of life. We recognize that we will burn out, but that before that, we better make sure we burn. We better make sure we burn brightly as possible. And so there we have the song, the original song, "Place the Flowers." And this one was one that my wife and I sang quite often. I composed it. And yeah, I think from the very first time I played it, it was a duet that we sang together. And of course, as I said, she added some wonderful incidental kind of piano and the strings. So we're going to take a listen now to the new version from 2020's Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later, in which my wife played a much larger role instrumentally. And so the reimagined version from 2020 of Place the Flowers.
Place the flowers in water. Throw some seed out for the birds. Stop to hear the children's laughter. Work a kind thought into into words. We are only here a moment, but a moment's all you need. Watch the sun climb up the mountain. See the mist rise from the lake. Catch something flash beneath the surface. Know something hidden can awake. It can awake. We are only moments all you thank you.
So that was Place the Flowers from 2020's Ozzy's Guitar 20 years later. You know, the similarities, obviously a number of things have stayed constant. My wife and I singing it as a duet. The guitar is still there. It's a steel string guitar, six string steel string, rather than the nylon string. And then there's still some gentle strings in the background. But the biggest change when we started working on this, I kind of laid down the guitar, but I really wanted my wife's, I really wanted it to be a piano song. And so she sat down and played through the song multiple times and on the piano, on the keyboard. And we captured, I think, maybe four or five different versions, all of them wonderful, of the song via MIDI. And then I took elements from all four and really in some ways made it into at least a piano duet with multiple playthroughs of her improvising elements into the song. So that became the key piece of the song, the piano that you hear in the background. And then the guitar part stayed as a key partner to the piano piece. And then there were some elements that we captured via MIDI that my wife played that then became kind of the background ambient synth kind of sound in the background that you hear every once in a while, just very gently in the background. And so it came together really wonderfully. And then the two elements, once we had done the singing, I wanted something in the intro and outro and then as an instrumental piece in the middle. And so I pulled down the wooden flute. It was in the right key for one of my flutes, which is always a key thing, you know. And so I played the simple intro and outro and an instrumental piece on the wooden flute in the middle. And then I really wanted a build at the end, especially with those last, just that last section. And so Cheryl sang additional harmony vocals, put together really sort of a women's choir there at the end. To kind of build those ideas, build the vocals, build the voice there right at the end, kind of in the crescendo of the song. And so just really pleased with how this turned out. It was always a song that I was very proud of, a very gentle song, a very reflective and thoughtful song, and I wanted it to remain that way. I didn't want to, bust it out in a hip hop with a rap in the middle, obviously, but this really turning it over to my wife to create the piano the piano arrangement and. Just turned out lovely, and then her additional choir vocals at the end were just great. So there we have it. Place the Flowers, song that is actually does really well internationally. I think with Spotify and Apple Music. As I look at numbers and things like that, this is one that consistently I think is getting a lot of plays out there. So I think it's striking the right chord. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Dancin' Moon Songcast. You can find all of my music and my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. Stream any of the music on Spotify and Apple Music and iTunes and iHeartRadio, Deezer, anywhere you like to stream your music. Just search Scott Simpson. You'll find it. And thank you so much. This podcast is important to me. I knew it would be important to me. I want to capture these ideas and these songs and some of the stories behind them for myself and for children and grandchildren. I have one brand new grandson. I knew I wanted it for myself, but it's really encouraging to know that other people want to look behind the songs, look into the process of songwriting, look into some of what goes on in at least just one person's head as they're working on music, as they're writing songs, composing music, and recording and putting out albums. So it's a real gift that you give to me by listening. So thank you for doing that. May you take advantage of the moments that you have. Make the most of them. Be present, live in them, and do something with them. Burn bright. Be well.